It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig. And it is time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you for our listeners. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening from around the world and the universe. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow. Here's Mildred.
Pinky, are you doing Johnny Carson now and Ed McMahon?
Well, yeah, kind of sorry.
Yeah, that's probably not cool.
Okay. And here is my excellent friend, the Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
That was better. Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky today?
I'm awesome, Mildred. How is my Moo Moo friend, Mildred?
I'm awesome, also.
Okay, so what's up?
Well, I thought today we'd just jump in with some beautiful poetry about winter.
Yeah, I would love that.
And, you know, about the snow.
Yeah, I love winter. I love the snow. Well, I enjoy winter, but I'm ready for the tulips. You know, Lady Lynette's got like 200 tulips in the greenhouse ready to come up, and then another 200 tulips in the canoe. She planted them in the dirt. They're not popping up yet, but the ones in the greenhouse are popping up.
Oh, yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be great. Okay, so absolutely, there's a lot of snow everywhere, huh?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Okay, we'll jump right in this first poem. It's called Wintertime by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Oh, yes. You have recited him before.
Okay. And Pinky, let's just mention Robert Louis Stevenson was born in 1850.
Yeah, I like the old stuff.
Okay. It's called Wintertime. Late lies the wintry sun abed, a frosty, fiery, sleepy head. Blinks but an hour or two, and then a blood-red orange sets again. Before the stars have left the skies, at morning in the dark I rise, and shivering in my nakedness, by the cold candle bathe and dress. Close by the jolly fire I sit to roam my frozen bones a bit, or with a reindeer sled, explore the colder countries around the door. When to go out, my nurse doth wrap me in my comforter and cap. The cold wind burns my face and blows its frosty pepper up my nose. Black are my steps on silver sod. Thick blows my frosty breath abroad. And tree and house and hill and lake are frosted like a wedding cake.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, the snow. You look at it around, it's all over all the fountains. It looks like frosting on a cake. Absolutely, yeah, go on, Rob.
Okay, here's another one. This one is titled A Winter Blue Jay by Sarah Teasdale.
Oh, yeah, the blue jays, they hang out all winter. They're cute.
Okay, here it is. Crisply, the bright snow whispered, crunching beneath our feet. Behind us, as we walked along the parkway, our shadows danced. Fantastic shapes in vivid blue, across the lake the skaters flew to and fro, with sharp turns weaving a frail, invisible net. In ecstasy, the earth drank the silver sunlight. In ecstasy, the skaters drank the wine of speed. In ecstasy, we laughed, drinking the wine of love. Had not the music of our joy sounded its highest note? But no, for suddenly, with lifted eyes, you said, "Oh, look! There, on the black bough of a snow-flecked maple, fearless and gay as our love, a blue jay cocked his crest. Oh, who can tell the range of joy or set the bounds of beauty?"
Well, yeah, that's just the thing. And the winter's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's nice. I'll have another one, please.
Okay. Okay, this next one is by Edgar Allan Poe. born in 1809.
Oh, yeah, he goes back. Be careful. He's got some dark stuff, Mildred.
No, this one is fine. It's called The Bells.
Okay.
Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. While the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme. To the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 bells. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bells.
Come on, Mildred, that's not a word, tintinnabulation.
Yeah, it is.
What does it mean?
Well, what do you think in context to the poet, the poem?
Well, I guess a tintin with a tintin with the ring ring and the tabulation. I guess it's the ringing of the bells.
There you go. That's the definition. It's a ringing or a tinkling sound.
Tinkling, Mildred, really?
Well, I'm just telling you the definition.
That's cute. I like it. I'll probably use that.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty. Very pretty, pretty, pretty.
Okay.
Okay, what else you got? I mean, what else do you have?
All right, this next one is by William Shakespeare.
Yeah, now he really goes back, huh?
Yeah, William Shakespeare was born in 1564.
Yeah, see, he really goes back. Okay, what did he have to say?
This is Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind. Blow, blow, thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. Thy tooth is not so keen because thou art not seen, although thy breath be rude. Hey-ho, sing hey-ho unto the green holly. Most friendship is feigning, most loving mere folly. Then hey-ho the holly, this life is most jolly. Freeze, freeze, thou bitter sky, thou dost not bite so nigh as benefits forgot. Thou, though the waters warp, thy sting is not so sharp as friend remembered not. Hey-ho, sing, hey-ho, unto the green holly.
Yeah, I didn't really get that one, hey-ho, Shakespeare, but it sounded cool.
Okay.
But it did sound like he's missing a tooth.
I think so. Okay, Pinky, well, how about you do the next poem?
Okay, Mildred, I'll do the next poem. Yes, please. This poem was written by Barbara Vance, and the title is White Noise. In all the world, there's nothing like the sound of falling snow. The only noise I've ever known that makes the clocks move slow. The only sound that sweeps away the din of city streets and wraps around in soft embrace most everyone it meets. A sound that's not a sound at all, a quiet, soft, and dear that comforts all the sleepy souls who sit and watch and hear.
Oh, Pinky, that was beautiful. You know, you should do the poetry more often. I'm the one that always reads it.
Really, Mildred?
I think you did that beautifully.
Okay, well, we'll do that in the future more then. Yes, please.
All right, Pinky. All right, well, I'm glad you're enjoying the snow.
I am. It's fabulous. I love the snow.
All right, sweetheart. Well, we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay, Mildred, we'll talk tomorrow, and it'll be snowing. I know when I walk over, there's lots of snow.
That's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it. All right. I love you.
I love you.